if Joe Rogan is too stupid or is too smart to vote for you, then you're fucking...
God, that's true. It's like, if Bernie wasn't in the race, he would end up going for Yang or something. Like, because it seems kind of tailor-made for the Joe Rogan audience. Just like a really flashy appeal of like how they'll help you. That is like, if you actually understand how politics and economics work, is like basically like gives you no power, doesn't help change your situation at all, would be a wash instantly, basically.
Right.
Yeah, but it's also like a weird, like really makes you think kind of policy proposal.
Yeah.
So like that seems like it would gel super well with the Joe Rogan crowd or even Joe himself. And even Joe Rogan was like, you know, I don't know, I think Bernie made a lot of good points.
Yeah.
Because he fucking did. Like, it's easy to blow people's minds when you just come out and you're like, guess who's really, like, ruling over you? The fucking ruling class. How are they doing it? Money and state power. Here's all of the different ways how. You want to dive down this rabbit hole? It's fucking endless. It goes all the way back through history.
Did we weigh in on the Joe Rogan discourse on this show yet?
I don't remember.
I don't think we've done
it on
mic.
What, you mean the recent one? Or, like, when Bernie went on his show a while ago?
No, the recent one where everyone got mad on Twitter at Bernie Sanders for saying like, hey, it's cool that Joe Rogan is going to vote for us.
Oh, no, we have not. You want to weigh in? You got a take?
Oh, no, we don't have. I mean, obviously, it's stupid and it's fine. I don't give a shit, but...
I got a take. Yeah, take the fucking win, leftists. If you are so mad that dumb guys are going to vote for your fucking candidate, then you're a fucking moron. You're a dumb guy.
Maybe you should watch
the fucking Joe Rogan Experience and learn to vote for Bernie, you fucking... It just pisses me off so much. They're like, well, he's had all these intellectual dark web guys on and he's not good on trans issues and this and that. It's like, obviously, he's not influencing the Bernie Sanders campaign. He's not going to be an advisor to President Sanders. He's literally just like a dude who sells like dietary supplements on his insane podcast that sits at number one like it's Mr. Brightside by the fucking Killers for some inexplicable reason. And if his base needs to vote for Bernie for him to win, or it will at least be a huge help. And like, just fucking take the win already. Like, you're going to have to interface with people who don't have the same goddamn opinions as you if you want to have anything resembling a mass movement in this country. It's like organizing 101.
It's also just so fucking hypocritical. Like, Hillary Clinton is a transphobe. Like, tons of people are bad on trans issues. Like, tons of them. But also, like, Joe Rogan just had Eddie Izzard on, who's an out trans person, and was was a really good interview, which I did listen to, just because I like Eddie Izzard, and I will admit on this podcast that sometimes I listen to Joe Rogan because he's a decent interviewer, and if he has a good person on, I'll listen to it.
Yeah, well, like I think you said on the show somewhat recently, Bryn, it seems like Joe Rogan is incredibly dumb, but he has great bullshit detection.
Yeah.
You have to be straight up with him, but you can say anything you want as long as you believe it. And he'll just be like, oh, it's cool, man. I'll think about that on DMT.
Yeah. And I mean, he's very dumb, but he definitely can tell when someone is a fucking snake. That's why he hasn't had any of the other like Democratic candidates on, because he doesn't trust them.
I think maybe he had Yang on, but it makes sense. It's like he has like Bernie on and then Yang, who seems like...
I don't know if Yang's a snake. Yang seems like a weird dumbass, like who has like galaxy brain thoughts, which he likes.
Yeah,
Yang's worse than a snake. Yang's somebody who's internalized capitalist like snake behavior, but thinks it's just the right thing to do.
Oh,
the
completely
most dangerous combination.
Yeah, he's like Elon Musk, the fucking like Silicon Valley tech bro brain, like where he just thinks he's a smart guy.